The other day, Jared, my dad was watching my brothers and I were playing pickleball. And my dad's in his early 70s and I'm watching him and the young guys, you know, are trying to hit it. And I'm just watching him. He's like, he wants to be in that game. And once he actually got in there, the 70-year-old, my dad was whooping up on us. He was believing he could do it.
Yeah.
And he could. I mean, so I think there's something to that.
Absolutely.
Is when you believe you can't, when you believe you're too old for something, you're then reinforce that with the activities you do, become older and slower, and then you age faster.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Ben Tages talking about the connection between how his father thought about himself and his physical ability to play pickleball. Hey, everybody, Jared Sylvester here, co-host of Retire Repurposed. Well, on behalf of Ben Tages and myself, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. So today we are talking about a topic not talked about much in the retirement conversation. We're talking about mindset, how you think. Seriously, I challenge you, Google the word retirement. And if you do, you're going to get a host of articles talking about investment trends, market news, the best ways to create income in retirement, where to vacation, what to do with your time, and etc. I would challenge you to find nearly anything on your mindset during retirement. So why not? Why not tackle this topic on today's show? But in all seriousness, this is an important part when it comes to discovering your uniqueness, which is what we've been covering the past several shows. Because the reality is, no matter how well you understand yourself, your specific DNA, your personality, and you have a deep understanding of your past experiences and how they have all woven you into the person you are today, if you have a faulty mindset, you won't get the results out of life that you want, that you were destined for, and the results that God desires for you. So we're going to discuss this on today's show. But think of your brain as the hardware. It's the hard drive, the actual computer running the machinery. Your mindset is the software. It's the program. We all know what happens when our computer gets a virus. The truth is, the computer may actually be running the way it's supposed to be, but it's not functioning correctly. The output isn't correct. It's corrupt because it has a faulty program running. Our mindset is that filter. It's the program by which we view everything. It's the filter that we view ourselves, those around us, our relationships, money, even God. Anything from past experiences, family, social pressure, and unhealed traumas can cause these faulty mindsets to occur. So retirees must be acutely aware and in check of these fallacies. In this podcast, Ben Tages makes the connection between the mindset of a retiree and their physical and their emotional health. Enjoy this episode. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. We're so glad you are joining us here on Retire Repurposed. A really interesting show on tap for you today, but a very powerful one. We're going to talk about something that probably doesn't get discussed a lot, at least in the retirement conversation. We're going to talk about your mindset, how that affects you, how that affects your retirement, and how that's going to affect your life going forward. So a really, really cool show on tap for you today. Just a quick reminder, once again, we have a Facebook group called Becoming Repurposed in Retirement. This is a private Facebook group dedicated specifically for you listeners, for retirees and pre-retirees who want more out of their retirement. They don't want to follow the typical American dream retirement. If that's you, if this podcast resonates with what's going on inside of you and your head, I encourage you to go to Facebook.com and search Becoming Repurposed in Retirement. Be part of our private Facebook group. And again, you're going to get all the latest and greatest content there, all the links to all the shows, anything we talk about, extra resources, any online seminars we have, they're all there. So go and check that out. Ben Tages joins me on the show here today. And Ben, we have had a really cool run of shows here the last, I think, several, maybe three or four shows now. But the whole premise of what we're talking about today goes back to this idea of really discovering who you are and more specifically, what makes you really unique.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the last couple shows. And I mean, that's a huge piece, right? It's figuring out who God made you to be. especially in retirement. I mean, so many times people think it's too late. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't go on through this season of discovery because, you know, I'm already, you know, I've seen what I can see and I'm, you know, I am who I am. And you get that feeling from people. You hear it's like, well, I'm just kind of done growing. And I think what I want people to hear from the last couple shows, maybe an add-on real quick, is that retirement is a great time to really dive into who you are. And there's things in your life that have just been waiting for you to discover.
Yeah.
So many times you hear about somebody that discovered a new hobby or something totally different from what they did. And you just like, wow, that was there the whole time. There's people that I think you think of some older individuals that have done amazing things throughout history. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them that don't really start doing great things until they're in their 50s and 60s. And right. We could give a ton of examples. But I think it's a great time for people to reflect on who they are, who God made them to be. And really, like I always say, we got to have something brighter down the road, something brighter to look forward to. And I think it starts with figuring out who you are, why you're unique, and then diving into, like we talk about, the past experiences to help discover that, your DNA. Mm-hmm. And I just love helping people walk into better lives in retirement than what they had even before they were retired.
Yep, absolutely. The book I'm reading right now is 10X is Greater Than 2X by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I highly recommend that book. In fact, all of Benjamin Hardy's stuff is just phenomenal. I'm a huge fan of him. So I could not recommend that book more. And I'm literally stuck on part one. I have not gotten past about page 140 because he talks about this exact same thing. In fact, I'm not exactly quoting what he's saying in his book, but basically he said your life's mission should be to master and fulfill who you are. He goes on to say there's really nothing more important to do is to really discover how God uniquely created you. And I thought that was a pretty profound statement because, again, we could fill in the blank. What's the most important thing you do in life? It's X, Y, and Z. And many times it's external. And what they're saying is that it's really it's a journey of self-discovery. And to put this into spiritual terms, I mean, God created you very, very uniquely. So, again, we almost should pay him homage, you know, to do that. It's almost our duty to do that in a lot of ways. So I resonate really deeply with this message as well. We have talked about your DNA, what makes your personality unique. That was two shows ago. And then last week, Ben, we talked about past experiences and how, you know, those come into play. We talked about, you know, is it nature or is it nurture? The truth is actually both, because all of these things come into play.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I just last night I was talking with my daughter about that episode where we talked about nature and nurture and just what difference it was. It was both, right? I mean, God made her who she is, mm-hmm. but sometimes there's these things in our past that make us even, that reinforce things. And it's so hard to look at those things when you're in them, the hard ones especially, and think, God, what are you doing with us? What are you doing right now? And then, you know, when you get up there, 40,000 foot view, and maybe you're past this experience, you say, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And just want people to hear that, because there's people listening today, they're going through something really hard. I believe that there's somebody listening right now that's like, oh man, I'm in a season that's tough. And you don't know. In fact, it's hard to believe that what is going on in your life could be end up being a positive thing, but it can.
Yeah.
Believe me, it can.
The statistical chances of you being you are astronomically low, and then throw on, you know, maybe 40, 50, 60 plus years of past experiences. Again, the fact is you're very unique, and so we want to help you tap into that. If you missed some of those shows, want to talk about personality, past experiences, what makes you specifically unique, check out our last three shows. Go to your favorite podcasting platform, subscribe, download those shows. Very interesting stuff, and that will lead into our conversation here today. So the title of today's show is called Master Your Mindset, Master You. Like I said at the beginning of our conversation, Ben, I think that this is something that, you know, out of all the things to talk about in retirement, and we would probably agree, finances are probably the number one. If you start Googling, you know, retirement, you're going to get a plethora of activity on finances and strategy, albeit that's important. Obviously, we've talked about that. Mindset probably isn't near the top of the list, but that's what we're going to tackle here today.
Yeah, I think, you know, so many people are writing writing books about this topic and talking about this right now in coaching communities and self-help areas, but it's always geared towards people that are in the middle of their career. You know, they're stuck either at a job or they're trying to figure things out, and that's who we're talking to with all that stuff. And I think retirees need to hear this more than anyone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, mindset is how our brain operates. We'll talk about that. Maybe this is a concept that you maybe aren't familiar with, but really it's if the mindset is off, it's going to affect everything thereafter. And like you said, there's a ton of people out there talking about this, probably not in the retirement space, but Ben, you're a fan of John Acuff and read his book Soundtracks recently, but he speaks directly to this.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about, I mean, I think it was Soundtracks, The Surprising Solution to Overthinking. I tend to be an overthinker, and I think things tend to, you know, stick with me, and then you kind of overanalyze and get in this thing. But his mindset, when he talks about mindset, one of my favorite quotes was, "Your brain is waiting for you each day. It's waiting to be told what to think. It's waiting to see what kind of soundtracks you'll choose. It's waiting to see if you really want to build a different life." And I doubt he's talking specifically to retirees there like we are, but retirees need to hear that today. They need to hear that the soundtrack, what's playing in the back of their mind, what's playing in there is going to determine their day. It's going to determine their week, their month, their year, and the rest of their lives. So if you're playing this soundtrack of like, yeah, I'm too old and I can't do that anymore, and the younger people are just better, they've got the energy, they've got, you know, they've got more going for them, I think you're playing the wrong soundtrack. The soundtrack I want people to hear is, I have the wisdom. I lived all these experiences. I need to make sure that the next generation hears me, and that needs to be part of our life. And you come in each day like, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to notice people.
Yep.
I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to be restful, but I'm also going to make a difference. And I think that soundtrack needs to be played.
Absolutely. We've talked about starting each day with gratitude, ending each day with gratitude. These are all mindset conversations. We might not have used that verbiage, but there's really so much there. I think too, especially in the Christian world, we start talking about mindset, people get maybe a little uncomfortable because they think it's maybe not spiritual. You know, I would challenge you on that, because there's lots of verses in scripture that talk about mindset. The one that always comes to mind is, take every thought captive and renew your mind. You know, let the power of God and the Spirit transform how you think. And so when people kind of get uncomfortable with this conversation of mindset, I'm like, trust me, God wants you to have the right soundtracks playing on your mind.
Yeah, it's not new agey.
Right.
It's just simply biblical truth there, Jared. I mean, God, our brains are, I mean, they are amazing instruments. I mean, you look at what the human brain is capable of, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And when you give it, you know, room to be positive, yep, and to make change, things happen. I mean, it's amazing. And later on, we have to talk about even how the mind can make your body healthier. Yep. I think all that plays into it. It's such exciting stuff for retirees.
The first point we want to bring people up on the show here for you folks listening is that your mindset isn't really dependent. I shouldn't say not really. It's not dependent on how intelligent you are or how positively of a thinker you are. Whenever mindset gets brought up in my circles, they're like, oh yeah, I got that down. I'm a real positive thinker. And, you know, and people may think that, like, you know, because I'm a high achiever, like, this isn't an issue. The truth is that we can have bad programs kind of running on our brain, no matter who we are, how smart we are, or even how positive we are.
Yeah, or how successful you are. Sometimes we just need a reboot. You know, it's like a computer system. Every once in a while, you got to go in and reboot that thing because stuff is clogged in there. There's viruses. There's stuff inside of your computer. We do that in the business every so often. It's like, okay, I think it's every Wednesday or whatever, they run a reboot. They get everything kind of reset.
Yeah.
Because again, the hardware doesn't work right when there's, you know, that stuff.
Absolutely.
The software's off and there's a virus in there or whatever it is. So we think the same thing with mindset. It's like, if you get the recurring theme of like, yeah, I'm getting older, the recurring theme of there's somebody that can do it better than me, the younger person, you get the recurring theme of, yeah, I'm aging, I'm feeling slower and older.
Yeah.
That can be a problem, and it is a problem for a lot of retirees.
Yeah, you know, we're made up of three things: mind, body, and spirit. Obviously, our body is kind of our physical body, but I always think of your mind as your brain, and your spirit is kind of like the software system, right? You know, and again, we talked about this. There's a specific wiring that we have. Our DNA is specifically designed by God, including how our brain operates. To me, that's like the hardware system. Like that's the hard drive, the physical hard drive that's in your computer, what you're listening to right now. But there's some software on there as well. And again, if the software is corrupt, if we have these bad programs running or old programs that are, you know, maybe a little off, they will affect the output of the hardware, and they're all connected. That's the thing I'm realizing the older I get. All of these are connected. It's not just a one dimensional conversation, but I got to tell you, man, like if your software is off, the output is going to be really hard to really get some good output if indeed there's a bad program running on there.
Yeah, you just have to cleanse that out and say, okay, and realize that you have a tendency to get there, right? And realize that is there and the enemy works that way. And for you to have great success and to mm-hmm. change and to grow, you've got to remember that software.
I think that's a really good point. I think the enemy wants you to have bad software running on the hard drive because he knows if he can get in there and get these bad mindsets or bad beliefs going, he's kind of got you because then the output is going to be off. Another point I want to bring up to people is that your beliefs, your mindset will determine your actions, and your actions will determine your results. We've already talked about some of these limiting beliefs. We can talk about that, but I think what's really unique, Ben, is that like I think modern day psychology is starting to kind of catch up with what we kind of already knew about the body and about the mind that's laid out in the Bible. You're seeing this uprising of all these people who are talking about this. Jordan Peterson is one of them, and you were listening to a podcast with him, and he talks specifically kind of about this and how these are connected and the power of kind of how your belief system really, really plays into even your physical body.
Yeah, it has a huge role. You know, I was listening to JBP on this. He had a guest, Dr. Ellen Langer, and she's considered the mother of mindfulness by many, and she was actually the first woman to be tenured in psychology at Harvard. So this woman knows what she's talking about, and this goes way back. I think people, again, are getting more, they're starting to see this and hear about this more and how important the mind is, but they talked about a study on there, Jared, which from a tying the mental mindset into a physical healing.
Right.
It was done years ago where they actually took and actually had it was a minor wound that they inflicted on people. And I don't know how they got around this, how they did it, but this is, I'm just saying, this is what they're talking about. And they actually watched and there's a control group, and they actually essentially put them in a controlled environment where the time moved a little bit faster. And then there was they moved the clock ahead, so people thought that time was moving quicker. Mm. And there was a group that they were stuck in real time, so the clocks were moving normal. Mm-hmm. And there's another group that actually it was much slower. And what they found, Jared, is amazing, is that when people thought they should be, that time was going faster, and they looked and they thought they should be healing quicker, mm-hmm. they did. It was a remarkable study that was done, and you have to go back and listen to the whole podcast to get the full flavor of what they did. But it is so important mm-hmm. that showed them that your mindset can actually control how quickly you are healing.
Right.
And I thought that was absolutely amazing. I mean, I believe that whenever we can believe something, mm-hmm. and we can talk our minds into like positive action, mm-hmm. we have a much better chance of that happening, right? There's no doubt in my mind, and I see this with retirees many times, Jared, is what tends to happen is they start thinking old thoughts. Mm-hmm. They start thinking I'm old, and what happens is they start doing what old people do, and then they, of course, the action and the result is I'm an old person.
Yeah.
And I do believe you can reverse much of that. Mm-hmm. By the way, the lady doing that study, Ellen Langer, was like, I think she's like in her late 80s and doing just great. So I think there's something to that positive mindset.
Yeah.
The other day, Jared, my dad was watching my brothers and I were playing pickleball. And my dad's in his early 70s and I'm watching him and the young guys, you know, we're trying to hit it. And I'm just watching him. He's like, he wants to be in that game. And once he actually got in there, the 70-year-old, my dad was whooping up on us. He was mm-hmm. believing he could do it, and he could. I mean, so I think there's something to that.
Absolutely.
Is when you believe you can't, when you believe you're too old for something, you're then reinforce that with the activities you do, become older mm-hmm. and slower, And then you do. You age faster.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's 100% true. And I've seen this time and time again played out, and I've seen examples of this. I have a friend of mine who actually goes and he visits people who are of the older generation. Again, I'm not even talking like 50s and 60s. I'm talking 70s, 80s, and 90s, people that are very active, still doing fun stuff. And I said, what's the common denominator between these people who are 80, 90 plus, still like living life, living their best life? And he said this, he goes, they don't believe that they're old. Isn't that incredible? Like they've convinced themselves, even though that they ultimately know that they're older, they don't think that they're old. And that ties back to the book Soundtracks. And you brought this up. I haven't read the book, but I remember you telling me about John Acuff's book, where they did a study where they had people in different focus groups, and they had them look and create sentences using certain words. And the real study that John Acuff said happened when they had them change rooms. And I know you know where I'm going with this, but some of the words that people were using were, you know, older, retirement, Florida. And the people that had that word bank and they had to create sentences using a certain word bank, they studied how fast they walked to the next room to take the next test. And I don't remember exactly how fast it was, but it was like, the people who had the older words ended up walking slower. They thought the study had something to do with the words. What they didn't know is that they were studying how fast that they moved after they were kind of putting those words into their head. And it was a resounding result, and it was very obvious to see that the people that used older, quote-unquote, retirement words that changed their mindset to where they actually physically moved slower. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, move slower, and I think it does make a difference even in your health, right? Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to go back and even read that book that Dr. Ellen Langer just wrote. It's called The Mindful Body, Thinking Our Way to Chronic Health. Mm-hmm. That same idea. It's not just moving slower. It's actually impacting your health.
The physiology.
Way you're thinking is part of that. So I find it amazing how God created us. And I think when we think we've got it all figured out, mm-hmm. then we learn something new. And I think people need to realize that when they're specifically, you know, retirees, because that's who we're trying to help, mm-hmm. when they begin to think old thoughts and think unhealthy thoughts and like, yep, I must be aging. I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. I've got to start slowing down. And you hear that over and over and over. It does kind of self-fulfill that prophecy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of the example of when Jesus healed the man, and they said, what healed this man? And it was his faith that did it. And so I don't want to get into a theological debate over who gets healed, who doesn't get healed. I certainly don't want to go there. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But there is a connection to with how we think and also faith. And I don't exactly have that all figured out and articulated out. But to say that there's not a connection, I think, would be totally incorrect as well. So a lot to dive into. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Let's talk about some final points. Again, you've listed out a number of limiting beliefs that retirees could have about themselves. But the truth of the matter is that if you are a retiree and you really want to walk into the fullness by which God has created you, which is everybody's destiny, we have to really be in tune to how we think.
Yeah, it starts there. It starts with, you know, discovering who God made you to be. We've talked about that the last few weeks. But then once you're kind of getting into that space, realize that the enemy is there, right? The enemy's going to try to even make you feel as if you're not enough. And so many times we we're bringing up kids and we tell them like, you're enough. You have what you need to get this done. You are, you know, God made you unique. He made you something special. We reinforce that positive feeling, right? And we're better at doing that, Jared, with our kids, I think, many of us as parents. And then you see people age, and we actually do the exact opposite to many of them, right? Society as a whole does the opposite thing to our aging population, saying you are not important. You need to move out of the workplace. You need to move aside so the younger people can step in. And we almost tell them they're less than. And it's really sad because I have seen more people in that, you know, let's call it elderly age group, that are living amazing lives and doing a ton of things for not only their communities, their family, their community, and the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see. So again, we have to start with who God made you to be, then remove any negativity in our mindset. Don't let society tell you you're less than. God made you unique. Mm-hmm. He made you for a specific purpose, and that doesn't end just because you retired.
We've said on the show many times, I don't know what's scarier, that society or the world is trying to off-track retirees to make them feel less valuable. I don't know what's scary, the fact that they're doing that or the fact that retirees are believing that. And that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's the fact that they're believing it. And man, I got to tell you, if you're retiring today or coming into retirement, this should be the most exciting time of your life, and you have to believe that to make it so.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Retire Repurposed. If you'd like to contact us or have more information, visit our website, retirerepurposed.com. Until next time, I'm Jared Sebesta. Remember, don't retire, become repurposed. We'll see you then.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.